Hey everybody, you ready to dive into something cool today? We're going to be talking about a platform called GenHelm.
Okay.
And it's all about this way of building websites called model-driven engineering.
Okay.
So have you ever heard of model-driven engineering?
No.
Okay, so imagine this, like instead of writing lines and lines of code, you use like these things called models, which are like blueprints.
Blueprints.
Yeah, to tell GenHelm what you want. And it does the heavy lifting for you. So it's almost like, when an architect designs a building, they don't like lay every single brick themselves, right?
Right.
They have a plan.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what model-driven engineering is all about.
So the model's the blueprint.
The model's like the blueprint, exactly.
Okay, cool.
And GenHelm is this platform that lets you use these models to build websites. Now, what's really fascinating about GenHelm is that it truly embraces this whole concept of model-driven engineering.
Right.
It actually uses over 70 models to build itself,
Wow.
including a model designed specifically to help create other models.
That's incredible.
So it's like a website building factory that's built using its own blueprints.
Okay.
It's a little bit mind-blowing when you think about it.
Yeah, so it uses models to build itself, but how does it work for like building a regular website?
Yeah.
Like, do I need to be a coding expert to use this?
That's a great question. And the answer is no, you don't. One of the key things to understand about GenHelm is that it comes with what's called a comprehensive runtime environment.
Runtime environment.
Yeah, so think of it like the engine of a car.
Yeah.
You don't need to know how the engine works to drive the car right.
Right.
You just need to know how to use the steering wheel and the pedals.
Makes sense.
And that's kind of what the runtime environment does for GenHelm. It handles all the behind-the-scenes magic
Yeah.
that makes everything work.
So this runtime environment, it's kind of like the behind the scenes magic that makes everything work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this runtime handles all the standard stuff that websites need. Things like security processing data, serving up the pages to visitors. And the beauty of it is that this runtime is shared across all the websites that are built with GenHelm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's like a super efficient system where everybody benefits from the same well-maintained engine.
So it's like we're all using the same engine, but we can build different cars.
Exactly.
Okay.
So on top of this engine, we have the models. And these models are like the instructions that tell GenHelm how to build the specific features and pages of your website.
Okay, so let's say I want to build a website with a home page, an about page, and a contact form. Are there models for all of that?
Absolutely. GenHelm comes with pre-built models for
Yeah.
all sorts of common website elements. So yeah, you've got your home page, about page, contact form. There's a model for creating navigation menus, a model for building image galleries, even a model for generating a fully functional contact form.
Wow.
So instead of you having to code each of those things from scratch, you can just use these pre-made models as a starting point.
So it's like having a master builder who already knows how to construct all the essential parts of my website. I just need to tell them what I want and where I want it.
Yep, and they handle all the details.
This is starting to sound pretty amazing. Like, it seems like it would save a ton of time and effort.
Absolutely. And one of the coolest things about this approach is that it helps ensure consistency across your entire website.
Yeah.
Since all the elements are being generated from the same set of blueprints, they'll automatically have a unified look and feel.
Right. So, no more worrying about making sure the buttons on one page match the buttons on another
Yeah,
page.
it's all taken care of automatically.
That's pretty cool.
And because everything is built on top of that shared runtime environment, you can be confident that your website is using well-tested and reliable code.
That makes sense.
So we've talked about the runtime environment and how models are used to build the basic structure of a website. But what about dynamic content? Things that change based on user interactions or other factors.
Yeah, how does GenHelm handle that?
That is a great question. And that's where dollar functions come in.
Dollar functions.
Yeah, dollar functions, they're like little snippets of code that you can sprinkle into your static pages to add dynamic elements.
Dollar functions, I'm intrigued. Can you give me an example? Like, how does that work?
Absolutely. So imagine you want to display the current date on your website. You can simply use the dollar function, dollar sign date, and it will automatically update the date every time someone visits the page.
So no more manually updating the date every day.
Exactly. It just handles it for you. And
Wow.
it gets even more interesting. Let's say you're running an online store and you want to show different product recommendations based on what a user has previously viewed.
Oh, that's a good idea. That sounds pretty complex, though.
It would be if you had to code it all by hand. But with GenHelm, you can use dollar functions to pull data from your product database. and dynamically display the most relevant recommendations.
So these dollar functions, they're kind of like magic spells that inject dynamic content into my static pages.
I love that analogy. They're like little magic spells.
Yeah.
And the best part is there are over 100 dollar functions built into GenHelm, providing you with this huge toolbox for adding all sorts of dynamic functionality.
Okay.
So you can really do a lot with these dollar functions.
Yeah, it's really starting to paint a picture of just how powerful GenHelm can be. But I'm curious to learn more about the models themselves. Like, are they all pre-made or can you create your own?
That is another great question. And that's something that we're going to delve deeper into in the next part of our deep dive. Mm-hmm. But for now, let's just say that GenHelm offers a remarkable level of flexibility. It comes with an impressive collection of pre-built models, but it also gives you the tools to create your own if you need something truly unique.
Okay, I'm definitely hooked. I can't wait to hear more about how these custom models work and what kind of possibilities they unlock.
Yeah, we'll definitely explore that in more detail. But for now, let's take a quick break and come back to dive even deeper into the world of GenHelm.
Welcome back.
So before the break, we're talking about how flexible GenHelm is and how it gives you this power to create your own models.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that. It sounds like the models are really the heart of this whole system.
They really are. And what's remarkable is that GenHelm gives you different levels of control over these models.
Okay, so it's not just a black box. You can actually like get under the hood and tinker with things.
Exactly. The simplest level is configuring a model's parameters.
Okay.
So for example, if you're using the contact form model, you can adjust things like the form fields, the button labels, the overall styling, without writing any code.
So it's like customizing a pre-made template?
Exactly like customizing a template.
That makes sense.
But let's say you need something a bit more specialized. Maybe you want to add some custom validation to your contact form to make sure people are entering their information correctly.
Yeah, that's often a headache with online forms.
It is a headache. Well, with GenHelm, you can extend the generated code by adding your own snippets of code to handle that validation.
Oh, okay.
So you're not limited to just tweaking parameters. You can actually inject your own logic into the mix.
So I have some control even if I'm not starting from scratch.
Exactly.
Okay, but what if I need something truly unique? Something that doesn't even resemble any of the pre-built models?
That's where the real power comes in. GenHelm allows you to create your own models from the ground up.
Whoa, so I'm not limited to what's already there. I can actually build entirely new tools.
Precisely. And remember, GenHelm itself was built using this approach.
Wow.
So the possibilities are pretty vast.
That's incredible. But to be honest, the idea of creating a model from scratch sounds a bit daunting. I'm not a professional developer.
And you don't need to be. While creating custom models does require some coding knowledge, GenHelm provides a lot of guidance and support. Think of it like having a master craftsman teaching you the ropes.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. So you're saying that even someone with moderate coding skills could potentially create their own model?
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is that once you've created a model,
you
can reuse it over and over again. It's like creating your own custom building block that you can use to construct all sorts of things.
Oh, so if I find myself building the same type of feature for multiple websites, I could create a model for it and then just reuse that model instead of starting from scratch each time.
Exactly. And you can even share your models with others, creating a sort of community library of solutions.
Okay, now my mind is really starting to race with possibilities. It seems like this could fundamentally change the way we approach web development.
It really could. And the implications extend far beyond just building websites. This whole concept of model-driven development could be applied to all sorts of fields.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, imagine using models to design physical products, to generate personalized learning materials, or even to create music or art.
Wow, that's getting pretty philosophical. It's like you're saying that models could be used to represent any kind of knowledge or process.
In a way, yes, models are all about abstracting complexity and creating reusable blueprints for solving problems.
Okay, I'm officially mind blown. This has been an incredible journey so far. But before we wrap up, I have one last question. You've talked about all these amazing possibilities, but what are some real-world examples of how GenHelm is being used today?
That is a fantastic question and one that we'll explore in more detail.
Mm-hmm.
In our final segment, we'll look at some concrete examples of how people are using GenHelm to build everything from simple websites to complex web applications.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about all this potential, like all this stuff that GenHelm can do, but I'm really curious. to hear about, like how people are actually using it in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, give me some examples.
Well, one of the things that makes GenHome so exciting is that it's being used by a really diverse range of people, from small business owners to large enterprises.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
So, for example, there's this small bakery, and they use GenHome to build their entire website, including like an online ordering system. And they did all of that using just a few models. And they were able to launch their site in a matter of weeks without having to hire a developer.
That's impressive. So it's not just for like tech savvy folks.
Not at all. On the other end of the spectrum, there's a large financial institution that's using GenHome to build internal tools for data analysis and reporting. And so they've created these custom models that allow them to generate these complex reports with just a few clicks. And that saves them countless hours of manual work.
So it really scales.
Yep.
From small projects to these large complex systems.
Exactly. And it's not even limited to specific industries. We're seeing people use GenHome for everything, like educational platforms, e-commerce sites, online portfolios.
It's amazing to think that this one platform can be used to build such a wide variety of things.
I know, it really speaks to the power of model-driven engineering. By abstracting away those complexities of coding, GenHome makes it possible for people with different skill sets to build sophisticated software.
Yeah, I'm starting to see why you're so passionate about this. It feels like we're on the cusp of a major shift in how we approach software development.
Yeah, I think so too. Model-driven engineering has the potential to democratize software development and make it accessible to a much wider audience.
And that could have some pretty profound implications.
Absolutely. It could empower more people to bring their ideas to life.
Yeah.
To automate those tedious tasks and just create innovative solutions to the challenges that we face.
I love it. This has been a truly eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I've only just scratched the surface of what's possible with GenHome and model-driven engineering.
Well, there's always more to explore. But if you take away one thing from our conversation today, let it be this. Models are incredibly powerful tools for organizing knowledge and automating tasks. And as platforms like GenHome continue to evolve, the possibilities are truly limitless.
Yeah, I love that. It's exciting to think about where this technology might lead us. But for now, I want to thank you for sharing your expertise and insights. It's been an absolute pleasure diving deep into this topic with you.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all of you listening out there, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. You never know what incredible things you might create.